Locally created,
nationally celebrated.
This is the world's car radio show. Now, here's our auto expert, Nick Miles.
Automatic Andy, well, he is a tester. He's testy.
I'm so good at driving.
You drive and test vehicles, and the most luxurious Lexus SUV was in the palm of your hands. Andy, what did you think?
Nick, stop. I know Lexus just threw out the new GX and TX at us. I get it. But I'm not ready to move on from this one. It's like a toxic X, but without the toxicity, you know? Honestly, I have a confession. I'm mildly obsessed with the grill on the LX600. It's not really even that cool, but when you see it for real up front, it's beautiful. Plus, the one that we had sparkle glitter stuff on it, so you know I was impressed. I get way too impressed by small stuff. For example, last night, Nick took the crew out to dinner and in the new BMW XM Hybrid, and I annoyed the heck out of Nick, asking him to keep messing with the lights in the car while he was driving. It was dancing LEDs in the roof, though, Nick. So anyway, we're not here for that. Not yet, anyway. We'll talk about the XM later. I get it. This is probably one of the last times we're going to experience the LS600. I mean, with electrification and whatnot. Who knows? Maybe we'll get the ELX600, which sounds like a new Terminator, so I'm down for it. Speaking of, I heard John Cena beat The Rock for the role of the new T100. Anyway, it invokes the body of a ghost. It's based on the new Toyota Land Cruiser, which is no longer available here in the States, which is stupid. To me, a chubby fat kid from Northeast Portland.
Wait, just give it another month. Something may happen with the Land Cruiser. Back off.
Nick, what do you know?
Carry on.
Nick, it's embargoed. Nick. But to me, a chubby fat kid from Northeast Portland, we idolize the Land Cruisers as a status symbol for simple elegance and coolness. We need those back, Nick. I will die on that hill, sir. But apparently Nick has news, so I'm going to be grilling you later on today. The Land Cruiser DNA helps maintain the rich butteriness of the car. I am going to say this now on the air, Nick. This was one of the smoothest rides I have ever ridden.
One of the what?
Smoothest rides I have ever ridden.
And one more time?
Smoothest rides.
Smoothest.
Okay. I have ever ridden.
Carry on.
The price tag says Calabasas, but the feel of the car says big outdoor festival with good beer and better food mixed with a bonfire on the beach. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, there isn't anything groundbreaking for new stuff this year, as it was given a once-over last year. So it's basically the same car. It's a little bit different, but the same. Nick, we had the LS600 F-Sport, baby, which is the one I would buy anyway. To compete with the top-spec names like Range Rover, BMW, or Mercedes, you need to get the $132,000 starting price LX600 Ultra Luxury. But the very good argument of, at that price point, just buy one of those is hard to rebuttal. As much as I do love the car, when we get to that price, I feel like you should just get the Benz. However, the F-Sport is at a cool 106K, which is more doable, and you don't really give up that many amenities and luxuries to account for that extra 30K, in my opinion. So just get the F-Sport because it's got the glittery, sparkly L. That's my favorite car. That's just my opinion. So what kind of engine do you get for a lot of money, Nick? Well, the LX600, you get a twin turbocharged 3.4 liter V6 engine that makes 409 horsepower and 479 pound feet of torque. That's hard to say, Nick. A 10 speed automatic transmission and four wheel drive are both standard. I really hope they throw a hybrid version of this at us. They could just use the hybrid setup that was in the 2022 Toyota Tundra, but what do I know? See how smart I am, Nick? This is a big car, and the engine throws it down the road 0 to 60 in 6.1 seconds. Is that slow for a Porsche? Yes. Is it awesome for a big, huge, luxurious Lexus? Yes. Nick, you can tow so many things in this car. For example, 10 fire hydrants, 166 cartons of beer, 6 full-size pool tables, a 40-foot utility pole, a Ford F-250, a white rhinoceros, a fully loaded elevator, a Cadillac ESV, or a 2016 Bentley Mussolini. That's a bad guy. Or also known as 6,000 pounds for you science nerds. It didn't break the bank for petrol. I thought for sure I was going to have to take out a small loan to afford the gas, but I didn't. I mean, it's not on Prius level of fuel economy, but at 17 city and 22 highway, I have definitely filled up worse tanks. The inside was dang near livable. The LX's luxuriousness, that's the word, is evident, starting with the wide center console between the front seats that creates a cozy cockpit environment, quilted leather upholstery, a leather-wrapped dashboard, wood trim, and smoke chrome accents give the LX that bougie feel, and I love it. The entry-level standard trim has room for five across in two rows of seats that increase capacity to 7. The premium, luxury, and F-Sport trims come with a third row of seats that increase the capacity even more. The top-spec ultra-luxury model is only offered as a four-seat layout, with dual captain chairs in the second row divided by a center console, plus rear seat entertainment displays and wireless smartphone charging capability. That caveat is what angers me, the capability of it. It's not necessarily wireless. It makes sense. The better the trim, the less people I want in the car. That makes a lot of sense, Lexus. Car concerts are fantastic. Apple CarPlay and Android Auto are both standard. Wireless charging is offered. It should just come standard. And Lexus says audiophiles can upgrade the stereo to a 25-speaker Mark Levinson surround sound system. If they have popped for either the LX, the luxury, or the ultra-luxury trim, then that's the big one that you get. So, Nick, am I putting my stamp on this? Am I going to buy one?
Yeah, tell me.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I want to overnight them, please. But I would really like to see this behemoth be in a hybrid. Maybe. What do you know, Nick?
I don't know if it's going to be a hybrid, but you know, they're going that way. Lexus and Toyota make more hybrids than any other brand.
They should just throw the 2022 Tundra situation in it.
Yeah. iForce Max.
Yeah. Do it.
They could do, they may do, it may be coming, but just hold your horses, Andrew. I'll tell you when it's time to talk about it.
Hear me out.
I'm listening.
The LX, what was the thing you said about it being a hybrid?
Oh, I'm iForce Max.
Yeah, the iForce. The Lexus iForce Ultra Max 600. Oh. That sounds so cool. Lexus, give me a dollar for every one you sell.
But will it be driving nicey?
It has to be. But Lexus, in my humble short span of driving career, is top three, if not the top overall general smoothness of riding ability.
Smooth?
Yeah, no TH. We get a V on it.
Oh, smooth.
Yeah. It's right. It's buttery.
Yeah, that would suit you.
It's like the Kerrygold butter. It's the good stuff, you know? Yeah. It's the real expensive stuff. It's really smooth. And you can make brown butter out of it and make better chocolate chip cookies. But in a Lexus. Lexus gives you better chocolate chip cookies. If you brown the butter, Nick, it brings out more of the butteriness and more of a flavor profile if you brown the butter.
The brown butter Lexus LX600 iForceMax.com smooth. All right, more Our Auto Expert on the way.
Listen to previous episodes of the show at OurAutoExpert.com.